Chaitanya Charitamrita class, kind of continuing with this discussion of Mahaprabhu's illumination on Bhagavat Tattva, speaking to Venkatabhatta and Sri Rangam. Yesterday, in this discussion from Madhilila chapter 9, about Lord Chaitanya illuminating Venkatabhatta about the position, the true position of Krishna and Radharani, in terms of comparing to Narayan and Lakshmi Devi. And this is verse 139. We heard yesterday that before Mahaprabhu explained all of this tattva, or gave this illumination on Bhagavat tattva, Venkatabhatta, who was a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, a Sri Vaishnav, had a particular idea, a conception, that he was living by and acting by. He thought that Narayan was the Supreme Personality of God, and he thought that he was Sri Narayan Hayena Swayam Bhagavan. He had that abhiman. He had that mentality and that firm belief. Bhattaji, he thought that Narayan was the Swayam, the supreme, superlative, topmost form of Bhagavan. Tanhara bhajana sarvopari kakshahai Sri Vaishnavir bhajane sarvoparihai. Text 139, chapter 9. Thinking like this, Venkatabhatta believed that worship of Narayan was the supreme form of worship, superior to all other forms of devotional service. For this type of bhajan was followed by the Sri Vaishnava disciples of Ramanujacharya. There was the Sri Vaishnavas, they follow this type of bhajan, worship of Lakshmi Narayan and Dasya Bhav, Vaikuntha, Dasya Bhav. He thought this is topmost. Topmost destination is Vaikuntha. Topmost form of God is Narayan. And the topmost bhajan is Dasya Bhav. Bhajan. Bhajan or worship in Dasya Bhav. Etanra garva prabhu karite krandan parihasa dware utai eteka vachan. Mahaprabhu understood this misconception of Venkatabhatta's. It's very interesting. The actual word is garva. Garva means respect, like gaurava or garva. Garva means, literally it means, as Prabhupada is giving the word for word meaning, Mahaprabhu understood the pride. He understood the pride of Venkatabhatta. Venkatabhatta is 60, 70 years old. He's born Brahmin, very high class Brahmin. He's a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. He's a Sri Vaishnava. Now he's sitting for 4 months during Chaturmasya with his 24-year-old sannyasi, who is like a kid. He thinks he's like a kid. And what can he know? What has he experienced? He left his family life without having a full experience of that. Now he must be hankering still within his mind for his family or whatever, his family life. And now he doesn't really understand the tattva, so let me explain. So they were joking in a friendly way together in so many discussions. Lord Chaitanya could understand, it's easy to detect someone's pride. So he's say, Etanra garva prabhu karite kandhan. Kandhan means to break, like we say akanda. Akanda kirtan, no break, 24 hours kirtan. Kandan, garva kandan, garva kandana. Parihasa, his intention, Mahaprabhu's intention was to break the pride of his host. He was staying in the house of Venkatabhatta. Venkatabhatta was hosting him and serving him for 4 months, cooking for him and making arrangements for his stay during Chaturmasya and Sri Rangam. So Mahaprabhu, he broke his pride by, in a joking way, Parihasa Bhagavan Krishna, Enishchai, says that his nishta, that Narayan was Bhagavan, it says that he had a misconception, so to correct it, the Lord talks so much in a joking way. Parihasa dwari utai eteka vachan. He Parihasa dware means literally he opened the door of laughter. Dware, like Dwaraka. Mahaprabhu opened the door of parihas, of laughter and joking, in order to, oh, yeah, that's right, Narayan Lakshmi, ha, ha, and then, ha, 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 and then, hey, guess what? You're off. Your philosophy is not perfect. It's not complete. Prabhu kahe batta tumi, nakariya samshai, swayam bhagavan krishna, eta nishchai. Mahaprabhu continued preaching to Bhattaji, my dear Venkata Bhatta, please do not continue doubting the position of Krishna, samshaya. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. This is the conclusion of the Vedic literature. Now he's getting a little serious. The joking is over. Krishnera Vilasa Murti Sri Narayana Ateva Lakshmi Adhyara Hare Tena Man. Lord Narayan, the opulent form of Krishna, Vilas, Krishna, Vilas, Murti, Krishna's Vilas Murti, attracts the mind of the goddess of fortune and her followers. Ateva, certainly only Lakshmi and Adhyar, her followers, Hare, they are attracted by Sri Narayan. Krishna's Vilas Murti, Krishna's Vilas, Rati Vilas, Jalkeli Vilas, is Vilas, the pastime, the intimate pleasure of pastime form of the Lord of Swayam Bhagavan. This is Krishna. But Sri Narayan is the opulent, Aishwarya Bhagavan. Now Lord Chaitanya drives the point home by citing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Amalagyanam, Paramahamsa Samhitam, is the spotlessly pure Purana. He says, Ete Chamsha Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakulam Loka Mirdianti Yuge Yuge. Bhattaji, it's not only my opinion. It's not only me who's saying Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Vyasadeva, the compiler of all the Vedas, he's saying that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, not Narayan. He's saying Krishna. In fact, this verse from 1st Canto, 3rd chapter, 28th verse, is the last in a series or a whole series of verses where Shukadeva and Vyasadeva are speaking about the different avatar, the Narayan forms, and the different murtis and forms of the Lord. 24 forms of Vishnu, and all these different Leela avatars and Guna avatars. Then he says, of all these different verses I've spoken about, all these different forms of the Lord, now I'm going to give you the conclusion. What is the conclusion? That all these incarnations of God are either plenary portions or parts of a plenary portion of whom? The Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In every age, he protects the world through his different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. Indra-ari, Ari. Ari means enemy. Indra-ari vyakulam lokam vyakul. Vyakul means that agitated, disturbed. Full of this, so he, mridu, he makes everybody happy, mridu. Krishna comes, mridu means satisfaction, happiness, mridu, mridiyanti, he brings, yanti, he makes everybody happy. Krishna makes everybody happy, Krishna karshan anand, na anand. He attracts everyone and fills him with happiness, Krishna. Vyasadeva is saying, not only me, it's not me, Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya is saying this, Bhattaji, but Vyasadeva is saying it. Do you understand? You are telling me that Narayan is Swayam Bhagavan. And I say, no, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Then you might say, oh, but you're saying, not only me, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva. Narayan haite Krishnera asadharana gun hateva lakshmira krishne krishna anukshan. Now he goes on to explain, so that Bhattaji understands very clearly, what is the distinction? What makes Krishna so special? Why are you telling me this? Why is the Bhagavatam telling me? What is the details of this explanation? Can you give me the actual details, point per point, so I can understand more clearly? He says, listen, Narayan Haite Krishna Asad Asadharana. Sadharana, like we have Sadharani Rati, means ordinary, commonplace. So Krishna's Asadharana. Asadharan Gun means Krishna's gun, Krishna's qualities are extraordinary. They're not common, they're very uncommon, very unusual. Ateva Lakshmira Krishna Trishna Anukshan. And because of that, your goddess of fortune, Sri Lakshmi, she always desires Krishna. She always wants to taste those qualities of Krishna, those asadharana gun. Trishna anukshan. Trishna means taste. She wants to taste. She desires to taste. Because Krishna has four extraordinary qualities not possessed by Lord Narayan, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always desires his company. Lord Narayan has 64 qualities. Beyond these, including these and more, Krishna has four extraordinary transcendental qualities which are not in Lord Narayan. What are those four qualities? These are the Asadharana Gun. Asadharana Gun means the extraordinary qualities. One is that Krishna performs wonderful pastimes which are compared to an ocean. This is his Leela Samudra. And his association in the circle of the supreme devotees in conjugal love, the gopis. This Prem. Prema Madhurya. And playing his flute. He plays a flute and vibration attracts the three worlds, Vena Madhurya. And his extraordinary beauty, which surpasses the beauty of the three worlds. Krishna's beauty is unequal and unsurpassed. This is Rupa Madhurya. Lord Chaitanya is telling Venkata Bhatta about this. Bhattaji, Tumi Jay Patila Shloka Se Haya Praman. Se Shloka, I say Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. You recited a verse beginning with Sadantatas Tva Bhedapi. That verse that you cited actually is evidence itself that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sadantatas Tvabedapi Shrisha Krishna Sarupayo Rasenot Krishite Krishna Rupa Mesha Rasastiti. Lord Chaitanya repeats the verse. Remember that verse you spoke? Sadanta Tvabeda Shrisha Shri Isha Krishna Sarupayo. What is that verse you spoke? According to transcendental realization, according to Siddhanta, there's no difference, there's no bhed between the form of Krishna and Narayan. Yet, in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow. And consequently, he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. In other words, in rasastiti, rupam, Krishna rupam rasastiti, in consideration of ras, Rasaraj Sri Krishna is par excellence. He is the supreme form. There is no comparison between Krishna and Narayan. And tattva, okay, they're both Bhagavan, they're both tattva. This point we said before in the same discussion. This verse is also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.2.59. So then the question may be asked, this verse is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but this conversation between Venkata Bhatta and Sri Chaitanya Dev took place long before Bhakti Rasamrita was written. The question may be raised, how do they quote the verse? Venkata Bhatta quoted it earlier, and now Lord Chaitanya in the course of conversation is quoting it. How is it possible? Bhaktivinoda says that this verse and many others like it were current among the devotees long before Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was composed. Thus devotees would always quote them and explain their purport in ecstasy. That's a very nice phrase in Prabhupada's purport. There were many verses that were very popular amongst the devotees. And later, those popular verses that were circulating amongst the devotees, and one devotee would say, oh, that reminds me of this verse, then he would explain that verse and the meaning of that verse in great ecstasy. Devotees would always quote these verses and explain the meaning of these verses in ecstasy. This was the association of Bhava Bhaktas, Rasika Bhaktas, Sahasanga. hearing the Bhagavat in association with rasik bhaktas. Very ecstatic experience. Rupa Goswami, knowing these verses himself, when he later wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then he injected or added these verses to his text. And that's how they appear there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Remember that the story is called, it's obviously lots of philosophy, because the title of this story is Mahaprabhu's Illumination on Bhagavat Tattva. So who's getting illuminated? Illuminated means light, illumination, light. Who's getting illuminated? Yeah, Gopal Bhatta, but specifically Venkata Bhatta, his father. He was there on the sidelines or whatever. Who else is getting illuminated? We are. We may be convinced of these points to some extent, but not absolutely convinced. So therefore, Krishna's Kaviraj is giving us this teaching as our well-wisher, one of our many well-wishers, Shiksha Gurus. Mahaprabhu continues speaking to Venkata Bhatta. Swayam Bhagavana Krishna, Hari Lakshmi Raman, Gopikara Mana Harite, Nare Narayan. He says, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Hari Lakshmi Raman. This, our Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, he is Hare, he's stolen the mind of Lakshmi. Gopikara Mana Harite, Nare Narayan. Krishna steals the mind of Lakshmi, attracts, steals, Hare. Gopika Raman, Harite Na, Narayan. But Narayan cannot steal the minds of the gopis. Narayan erat ka kata, Sri Krishna apane, Gopikare hasyakara ite haya Narayane. To say nothing of Lord Narayan personally, Krishna himself appeared one time as Narayan just to play a joke on the gopis. So even if the gopis see Narayan sakshat darshan, still they'll not be attracted. And even if someone disguises themselves as Narayan, they're not Narayan, but they disguise themselves. Even if Krishna does this to play a joke, hasya, gopi hasya, karaite, they still won't be attracted. Krishna did it one time. He appeared as Narayan. Where did he do that? Do you know? Where did Krishna do this? Where did he appear as Narayan? Here in Govardhan, in Paita Gram, which is down near the tail of Govardhan, near Punchari, a little further away from Punchari, southeast of Punchari, Paita Gram. Chaturbhuja Murti Dekai, Gopiganera Age, Se Krishna Gopikara, Nahi Anurage. Although Krishna assumed the forearm form of Narayan, he could not attract the serious attention of the gopis in ecstatic love. The whole pastime was there about that. When Krishna left the rasa dance, he wanted to play a joke on the gopis, so he's hiding in one kunj. This is the Vasant rasa dance in springtime at Govardhan. Chandra Sarovara and Rasastali, Punchari, in this area. Krishna has his rasa lila in the springtime. Chaitra Vaishak. Falgun, Chaitra Vaishak, Chaitra Purnima. He went there. Then he left the gopis and they were searching for him. They broke up into search parties and they were looking for Krishna. Going here and there, Krishna, Sham, O Priyatam, Dekai. Show yourself, we want to see you. Where are you, where are you? Kahan. Here comes a contingent of gopis. They're going to find me. So then he said, oh, I have to fake them out. I have to fool them. So then immediately adopted four arms. He hid his flute and his dhoti, and he put a crown on his head, and he hid his peacock feather. He got a crown. Yogamaya provided him crown and everything. And he stood like this, like Chaturbhuj Narayan. Chakra, Shankh, Gada, Padma. In the four hands he had conch shell and a club and lotus flower and disc. Full Narayan disguise. And gopis came, and Champak and Chitra, some different gopis. They said, oh, Narayan, Namo Narayan. They folded their hands like one of these very casual type of obeisances. You're just walking by, you fold your hand, Dandavat, and you say like Dandavat. Very casual obeisances. So they did a very casual obeisance to Lord Narayan. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Dhanavad, Dhanavad. Hey, listen, where's Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? You're supposed to be all-knowing. I understand that providence, because they know that Narayan is God, and they're having darshan of God, but for them, they don't really care. They're not very impressed. They're not very much excited about it, and they're not going to ask for any boons or benedictions. But they also know, they've heard from Bhagavari Rishi and Sandilya Muni and Garga Rishi, that Narayan is omniscient. God knows everything, and God is all-pervading. They know that. So they say, listen, hey Bhagavan, hey Narayan, can you tell us, since you know everything, what's going on all around the place over here, can you tell us, where's Gopinath? Where's our Priyatam? Where's Shyamasundar? And he said, oh, I don't know, maybe he went that way, you know. And with his forearms he turned like this, and all forearms came like one. He went that way. So then they left. Those gopis left. But now, sometime later, there were some gopis crying. Some heard Krishna maintain his Narayan Roop. But then he heard some gopis crying, oh, Sham, Sham, oh, Priyatam, Priyatam, Priyatam. And these gopis were wailing and crying. Oh, just a small group of gopis. Radhika was there. Alita was there. Vishaka, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. 3-4 Manjari Sakis moving in one very confidential and secret group. Sometime after, the other gopis. And then they came and they said, oh, look, there's Narayan. Narayan, and then Lita said, yes, it's said that whenever a living entity is in distress, whenever someone is in distress, then God comes to help them. Then God, and maybe God heard our crying. We're crying so much. I've heard that when someone is really in distress and God hears their prayers, there's a story, you know, the story of Kunti and of course that's future. But anyway, there's stories like this where the Lord comes to save his devotees. So this is great fortune. Providence has heard our prayers. Look, Radharani, look. Narayan himself has come. So they, it must be imagining. It can't be. It's not possible. It must be imagination. So then they go, and then Krishna's looking, and he's hearing this crying of Radharani. Oh, and his heart starts trembling and shaking and anxiety. Oh, I made Radharani cry in separation from me, and this is very bad. And then he's thinking, what am I doing with this? All these forearms and chakras and clubs and all these things. I might scare Radharani. She might get scared, the club and disc in my hand. So then they came, Radharani stayed a little bit in the back because she's feeling so much shy in front of Narayan. She's very shy. But Lita is very bold. She's Pragalbhya. Pragalbhya means she's very bold. So Radharani stayed behind with Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and behind Vishaka like a shield and just coming. And Lita said, hey, Narayan, Dhanavat. A very commanding tone, like, Dhanavat. Listen, our Swamini, she's so much disturbed. You know, we're trying to find this Shyamasundar, but he's a very clever person. He just left us, and I don't know. If you know anything about him, maybe you can tell us. And Krishna is listening to Lita, and then he's glancing at Radharani, and then he was saying, and then she was saying, speak something! Tell us! Why you? And Narayan, he couldn't speak. He was like, because it was just his throat was totally choked up. Krishna's throat was totally choked. It was just pinched as if a sumo wrestler was strangling him. You know, he couldn't, it was just gripped. His whole throat was gripped shut, tightly shut. He couldn't speak. Only coming out some, like this. The sound that Krishna was making sounded like the wheels, of Jagannath's cart. This sound, grinding sound, wood on wood, fresh wooden wheels on fresh wooden axles. When they move on the Rath Yatra, 16 wheels of Jagannath's cart, it makes an extraordinary sound like the crashing of waves or the gnawing of teeth. Or it's an amazing sound, which we've heard, and so we know. So Krishna, some voice is coming like that, and then Lita's saying, well, you speak something. Don't just stand there. Don't just... So then... He couldn't maintain anymore the power of Radharani's love. He was seeing Radharani and feeling her intense hankering for him. And the arms dropped off and the flute appeared in his hand. And immediately, instead of standing, he was standing straight. His knees were locked. He was standing straight. Narayan, his forearms. But then he gave out those forearms and he became Tribhanga. He was like this. And Radharani's like, ah, look, Shyam has come. Narayan has answered our prayers and brought us Shyam. How wonderful. So this shows that the gopis are not attracted at all to Narayan. In fact, Narayan becomes attracted to the gopis. And that's what happened. Gopi nam pashupendra nandana jusho bhavasya kastam kriti vigyatum shamate duruhu paravi sancharina prakriyam avishkurvati vaishnavim apitanum tasmin bujer jishnubir yasam hanta chadurbir abhuta ruchim ragodhaya kunchati. This was spoken. This is quoted in Lalita Madhav Natak by Rupa Goswami. Narada Muni spoke this verse, and this is being mentioned here by Lord Chaitanya. Once Krishna playfully manifested himself, Bhattaji, as Narayan, with four victorious hands in a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Krishna, Nanda Nandan. The wonderful feelings of the gopis in ecstatic paramaras with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. Etakai Prabhu Tanra Garva Churna Karya Tanre Sukadite Kai Siddhanta Firaya. In this way, Mahaprabhu deflated the pride of Venkatabhatta, but just to make him happy again, he spoke as follows. It says, Prabhu Garva Churna Karya. Churna means, we would say in English, in colloquial English, they would say that Mahaprabhu ground his pride into dust, crushed it to dust. Garva means pride, and churna means, you know, churna. Hingostan Churna means powder. He pulverized him. He powdered it. He took his mountain of pride and turned it into dust. He put it in a grinder. It became powder. But Prabhupada, he says, deflated the pride. And then in Prabhupada's word for word, said he smashed it to pieces. Garva Churna Karya. So Prabhupada, in his word for word, he's telling it as it is, and in the translation, he's making it sweetly as it is. He deflated, like you have a balloon, it's called inflation. It becomes full of air, and then deflate means let the air out. Ooh. So, okay, it's a balloon is inflated, and deflated means slowly, then, okay. But this is some smashed into pieces. Means you have something with a sledgehammer, smash. This is Garva Churna Karya. He smashed his pride into pieces. But then he was thinking, oh, but I better suka ditte, Siddhanta Firaye. So then the next verse, Dukha na bhaviha bhatta kailon parihasa shastra siddhanta shuna jate Vaishnava vishvas. The Lord pacified Venkatabhatta by saying, actually, Bhattaji, whatever I said was only in a way of jest. I was only joking. Now you can hear from me the conclusion of the Shastras, in which every Vaishnava devotee has firm faith. So he crushed his pride into dust. Then he said, oh, I was only kidding. I was just joking with you. I wasn't serious. You thought it was serious? Come on. Krishna Narayan Jaiche Eka Esarup Gopi Lakshmi Beda Nai Haya Eka Rup. Now it goes back to what Bhatta was saying. Oh, Bhattaji, you know there's there's no difference between Krishna and Narayan. Eka Rup. And they're all the same form. And similarly, there's no difference between the gopis and goddess of fortune. They're also the same form. Gopi Lakshmi Bade Nahi Eka Rup. They're all Eka Rup. Krishna and Narayan are all Ek. Gopi Dware Lakshmi Kare Krishna Sangha Swad. Ishvaratve Beda Manile Haya Aparad. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, she enjoys association of Krishna through the gopis. Gopi Dware, Lakshmi Kare, Krishna Sangha Swad. So beautiful. Gopi Dware, Lakshmi Kare, Krishna Sangha Swad. Swad, she tastes Lakshmi tastes Krishna. She tastes the association of Krishna through the door, through the dwara. Gopi dwari Lakshmi kare Krishna sangaswad isharatve bhira manile high aparad. Listen, Bhattaji. Goddess of fortune, she's enjoying Krishna's association through the gopis. One should not differentiate between the forms of the Lord. If someone does so, he's an aparadi. Just see how he's turning the thing all around. Eka Ishvara Bhaktira Jana Anarup Eka I Vigrahe Kare Nanakara Rup. There is no difference, Bhattaji, between the transcendental forms of the Lord. Different forms are manifested due to different attachments of different devotees. Actually, the Lord is one, Bhagavan is one, but he appears in different forms just to satisfy his devotees. Ishwaratve beda manile hai aparad, as Mahaprabhu said, it's offensive for one to differentiate between different forms of the Lord. On the other hand, one should not think that the forms of the Lord are the same as the form of the demigods. This is also an offense. The conclusion is that we should not neither differentiate between the forms of the Lord nor equate the forms of the Lord with the forms of demigods or human beings. That was Prabhupada's purport. Manir yata vibhagena nila pitari bir yata rupa bedam avapnoti dhyana bheda tatochita. When the jewel known as Vaidurya touches various other materials, it appears to be separated in different colors. And consequently, its forms appear different. According to the meditational ecstasy of the devotee, the Lord who is known as Achyuta, infallible, appears in different forms, although he is essentially one. Rupa bedam avapnoti dhyana beda tatachyuta. According to the meditation, in the heart of every jiva, in the heart of every jiva is Chaturbhuj Narayan. That's a fact. He's there. The four-armed form of Narayan is living in everyone's heart. Paramatma, Supersoul, Antaryami. However, if one meditates on that Supersoul as something else, then the Supersoul appears as something else. Hanuman was doing Ram Dhyan. Hanumanji, he was meditating on Ramchandra in his heart. So that's who the Supersoul manifested as Ramachandra, Sita and Ram. And someone once said, "Oh, monkey, hey, Hanuman, what are you meditating on?" "I'm meditating on Sita Ram in my heart." "Ah, Ray, Sita and Ram are not in your heart. Lakshmi Narayan, this is the abode of Paramatma." "No, you want to see? You don't believe me. You want to see who I'm meditating on in my heart? Ram Dhyan Riddhi." "Ha!" And he ripped open his chest, and the person said, "Oh, I'm seeing Sita Ram in your heart. I'm seeing you also, and Lakshman. Because if your Lord is there and you're meditating on your Lord, it's not a static meditation. It is a dynamic meditation. You're also there. The Lord is always surrounded by his devotees, and you're one of the devotees. And the devotees are rendering service, and you're rendering service. You're nitya seva to the Lord in the heart." So that's what was seen. That person, that observer, he saw Sita and Ram. The Lord appears according to the form of the dhyan. Dhyan beda tatachuta. Bhatta kahe kahan ami jiva pamar. Kahan tumi se Krishna sakshadishvara. Venkata Bhatta said, "Oh Mahaprabhu, I am an ordinary pamar. Ami jiva pamar. I am a fallen jiva. But you, tumi se Krishna Sakshat Ishvara. But you are Krishna, directly the Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of God in Himself." So Garva Chorna, his pride was destroyed, and when pride is destroyed, then you can see Krishna and understand directly Krishna. Because pride means, what is pride? Pride is ahankar. Ahankar means I am Krishna. I am the Supreme. I am the center. I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. I am the possessor. This is pride. Garva. So when that is destroyed, when garva chorna, when our garva is crushed into pieces and pulverized and crushed into dust, then we can see, oh, I'm not God. You're God. Krishna, you're God. Mahaprabhu, you're God. And this is what he realized, that I've been sitting for 4 months with God. God has been sitting in my house. He realized this. He said, you are God. You are the Ishvara. Forget about Narayan. And Krishna, you are that Narayan, you are that Krishna. Agada Ishvara Lila Kichui Na Jani Tumi Jay Kahase Satyakari Mani. Bhattaji goes on. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are unfathomable. They're very difficult to know. I do not know anything about them. Whatever you say, I accept as the truth. Purport. This is Bhattaji's, Venkata Bhatta's confession or realization. This is Ishvara Lila. This is your Lila, as we mentioned earlier, this Srishti Lila. This is Ishvara's Lila with me. I'm a Jiva. And this is Ishvara's Lila. I am Venkata Bhatta. I'm one Jiva. And now Bhagavan has come to have Lila with me. And he's having Lila with every Jiva. We're in the Srishti Lila, and there's so many Jivas, and Krishna's having Lila with all of us. We're in the Lila. Some are playing the part favorably for the enjoyer. Some are giving enjoyment to the Lila, the master of the Lila, and some are giving distress. Some are playing their part nicely, and some are not playing their part nicely. He's the master of the Lila. He's the enjoyer of the Lila. It's a show. It's a drama. There's a show or a drama, and there's someone watching it. So the observer of the Lila is the super soul. And we're performing. We may perform pleasantly and pleasingly to him, and that means you're a devotee. Or we may perform. We're going to perform one way or another. We're going to act. So we're acting in this Lila, in this drama called Srishti Lila. But we may be acting in an unfavorable way, in a rather independent and displeasing way. So the observer, Ishvara, God, the super soul, he's not enjoying the performance. He's not really enjoying our performance very well as we dance in Maya and play in illusion. But it's his illusion and it's his Maya. So it's all his orchestration ultimately. Whatever you say, I accept as truth. This is the way to understand the truth about God. This is what Arjuna did. Arjuna heard from Krishna. Then he said, Sarvametad ritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. Krishna, I totally accept everything you've said, O Keshava. Neither demigods nor demons can understand your personality. We can't understand the truth of the pastimes of the Krishna with our logic, argument, or academic education. We must receive bona fide information from Krishna directly, as Arjuna received information in Bhagavad Gita. We have to accept Gita or any Vedic scripture in good faith. These Vedas are the only source of knowledge of the Lord. We must understand that we cannot understand the Lord simply by our powers of mind or mental speculation. So we'll finish this story tomorrow, hopefully, by Krishna's arrangement. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.